Welcome to the Edge of Reality. Where's your edge? Give it up for your host, Allie.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and that means we are live at the Edge of Reality on the NDB Media Channel on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thursday to you all. And, of course, Thursday means that we're one step away from the weekend. So happy weekend to you all as well. I mean, what a huge night we have. We have literally one more episode left until we get to the finale of Survivor, which is crazy to think. We had a big episode of Amazing Race, of course. We know our challenge finalists. On MTV's The Challenge, we know who they are, even though TJ didn't tell them up front. I have a feeling that TJ was supposed to tell them and forgot, so he had to text them to them later. That's my thought. We'll see. I don't know. And, of course, Paradise Hotel premiered tonight, and I watched it live. I know what you're thinking. Allie, you watch nothing live. Yeah, I watched this live just so I could tell you guys about it today. That's how interested I am. But before I do anything else, before I talk about anything else, I got to say hello and good evening to my co-host and producer, Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, what's going on this evening?
Hey, I'm fantastic. If I get on a hack and spell, I'm putting you on mute. I'm here. I'm just coughing. Just to say. But how are you?
Good to know. I am good. The one thing about, I don't watch Fox a lot. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I don't watch Fox a ton. So one of the good things about watching Paradise Hotel live was that I got to see, I was like, oh, my God, So You Think You Can Dance is starting June 10th. Which I didn't know about, and it's there, and it's new judges. It's, well, you know, two new judges. Vanessa and Jason Derulo are being replaced by people that I've never heard of, but I don't care. Kat Dealy is still the host, and Priscilla and I are a very pro Kat Dealy podcast. We think that she should win an Emmy. You know, the she's still hanging in there. So we're all for it. So I was like, all right. So you think you can dance?
Say that again. She should have already won an Emmy.
Oh, yes. She should. She ain't winning one now. She didn't win it during the height of So You Think You Can Dance. It ain't happening now. But she was nominated, which was great. But so that's starting June 10th, and I'm excited about it. And they talked about MasterChef is starting in a couple weeks. The adult version of MasterChef, not the junior version. So I was like, okay, good. This is good. Thank you, Fox, for letting me know of the things I need to keep my eye on and I need to watch. This is good. So I watched Paradise Hotel tonight, and I won't talk too much about it because we have so much to discuss with shows that are wrapping up, and we're going to have plenty of time, you know. Survivor is gonna leave us in a couple of weeks, as is The Challenge, and then we'll have nothing but time for Paradise Hotel. But I didn't realize the live element to it. So, you know, they are currently in the hotel as we speak. And singles are going in, and you can vote for the people that are going to go live. And Kristen Cavallari has a live segment that was very Big Brother-y, like very Julie Chen talking to people on the couch. But overall, it was a fun start to the show, and I'm here for it. I don't know if I'm going to watch live. Now it's on three nights a week. This is a very large commitment. But luckily, I will say this. we're in a position now that, you know, with Survivor ending and I stopped watching The Voice and I stopped, you know, I only have a couple shows right now. So I can commit to Paradise Hotel. Also, though, I'm a little worried about it because once The Bachelorette comes on the scene, and that's starting, I think, next week, if I'm not mistaken. Once The Bachelorette comes on the scene, I think that people, if they have to make a commitment to only one of these trashy dating reality shows, I think Bachelorette is going to be the one that wins. So I'm a little worried about it. I'm a little worried about it. But I'm here. I've chosen this. I'm not watching The Bachelorette this season. So I've chosen this. I'm excited by it. I'm very happy for the first episode. I'm glad that the premiere was strong. Kristen Cavallari wanted to make sure that people knew that this was a live show, or this show was like being filmed within the last couple of days, because she made so many current pop culture references. It was unreal. She was like, these guys, they don't even know that the royal baby was born. They don't know about the Game of Thrones, last episode of Game of Thrones. She wanted people to know. So I was here for it. I was here for it. I really enjoyed this. So we'll go more in depth, you know, maybe later tonight or definitely in the next week or two. We'll talk about it more, more in depth. But I super encourage you guys, especially if you like the trashy reality dating show genre, which I'm a fan of. I'm a fan of. I'll watch Are You the One till the cows come home. I will watch X on the Beach. Those are my shows. Definitely give it a try. I thought it was kind of fun, and I love the live element to it. Now the people on it are complete douchebags, but that's what we're going to expect. You know, you're not going to get, you know, the cream of the crop human being on these shows, but you know, that's it. But just totally watch it. The next episode is Monday. Watch it. All right. I wanna talk a little. Let's start talking about Survivor, Priscilla. Let's discuss a little bit, because I want to go right to this. I watched Survivor last night. Again, I watched it live. It's been a week where I've gotten home early from work, so I've been able to do this stuff. I'm very excited. And when I watch Survivor, I love watching Twitter because I love seeing the conversations of what's happening. Survivor is a pretty active show on Twitter, so I love watching what's going on. And I want to start with this overall question with you, Priscilla. You know, Rick Devens seems to be a very, you know, half of Twitter loves him and thinks he's amazing, and half of Twitter hates him and thinks he's a douchebag and, like, thinks it's a terrible, terrible thing that he's going to win. Here's my take on it, and I don't know if you agree with this. You know, look, he got another idol. All of those people on the island should have been watching his ass 24/7. I don't understand a world in which there is like six people left and they all want him out, and they are not taking turns literally following him step by step.
They should be looking for the damn idol themselves. They shouldn't, whether they're following him or not, they should be looking.
That's 100%. That's 100% accurate. That's accurate, too. I'm going to assume that they are. I'm going to assume that we don't see it because they didn't find it. I'm making the assumption that they are looking for it. Now, there's a possibility that they're not, and then that's terrible, and I absolutely agree with you. But they 100%, no matter what's going on, should be following Rick Devens if he is the person that they need out. That is the person they should all be going up against. That. So people are very upset about the fact that Rick Devens found another idol. But I don't blame him for this.
No,
I blame the people that are on the island. Where the hell's Gavin? Where the hell's Victoria? Where's Lauren? Where's Aurora? Where are all these people that are supposed to be watching him? So, you know, I think that people are you know, already we're getting a lot of comparisons to Ben, who was Healers Hustlers, who, if you remember, he ended up getting like 4 or 5 idols in a row. He just kept on refinding the idol over and over again every week and then kept playing it. And he ended up winning the season, and he wasn't a great winner. And I agree, like, I wasn't super – it was also the first season of the fire making, and I didn't love I didn't love the fire making. I guess now I've accepted that this is part of the game, but I didn't love it when it first came out. You know, he got the idol. You can't blame him. He's also pretty good in challenges. He won immunity this week. He's now in a situation where he has an idol, and he didn't need to use it this week because he got immunity. I think he could definitely win immunity. I think he's in a position that he can definitely be in the final. I mean, in the final three. He's going to the finals. The finals next week, but he could definitely be in the final three, and that's a position that no one should want him in. But there right. he is. There he is. I mean, I think it's a separate conversation, Priscilla, as to whether or not there should be an asterisk next to his name because he was voted out. I mean, that's the reality. He's voted out. He came back.
But part of the game.
Well, that's what I get stuck on too. On one hand, I absolutely hate it when people leave and come back. I'm not a fan of the mechanism. I'm pretty. People love The Edge of Extinction because they love Reem and they love how crazy that is. I can 100% live without Edge of Extinction. I actually got really frustrated when the letters to themselves came out, and I was just like, I don't need this. I'm sorry, Priscilla, what'd you say?
Right, I was agreeing why they were wasting time for that episode when we could see something else.
Yeah, I was like, ah. Oh. And then it threw me off because I thought, okay, maybe we're going to get, maybe this is telling us that we're getting the new person this week, which is what I wanted. But that didn't happen. So I was like, what the hell is going on here? So I was upset that we were wasting time on that. But, you know, we're kind of in a situation now where it's like, you know, he went out, but the mechanism of the game is that you come back in. Okay, that's what the game is. And, you know, that's, you know, he's been in. He was also in a situation where he was voted out and then came back in the next day because he was the last one out and the first one back in the first time around. And I also wonder, too, if so the new person comes back in. Do the other people on the island go, well, wait a minute, we don't want the real new person to win this, so we have to take them out. You know what I mean? They might kind of forget about Rick for a second to take out this new person that's going to come into the game in the final six. So it's say that again.
I think Rick is next no matter who comes back.
See, I don't know, because what if – I've been thinking about this. I think the person still most likely to come back is Joey Amazing. If Joey Amazing comes back in the game, you don't think they freak out that if they won't take a shot at Joey again?
No. Because they'll have a fight. You know, Rick has been there and has been fighting the entire time. Whereas Joe come back and Joe would be expected to win, but he doesn't have anything on his resume, really.
Well, agreed. Joey doesn't have anything on his it would be a dance. I agree. For anyone to come back at this point of the game and to win it, I think would be such an absolute shame. I really do. I understand it's a mechanism of the game, but I just hate that they're doing this twice in a season. Once, maybe, especially at the point where they did it at the merge, because then there was a lot of opportunities to take someone out. But twice, I mean, we could theoretically be in a position, and we talked about this a little bit last week. He said there could be two people who were voted out of the game in a final three situation, which is kind of crazy to think about. You know, Devins goes to final three, and then boom, like Joey Amazing. And I think that even worse than Joey Amazing, what if like Eric wins or Chris Under or somebody who really, I mean, at least Joey Amazing, we friggin' know who he is. Can you imagine if it was like David? David would be interesting if he won. But again, I wouldn't want to see David win the entire season. He's been out of the game long enough. So I would kind of hate to see a situation where, you know, Gavin, Julie, Victoria, and Lauren, who have been in the game from the very beginning, go out and we're left with, you know, two of the people who have been voted out and one of the remainder of them. Because unfortunately, I think that Rick wins against anyone unless the jury, the Edge of Extinction people have made a pact that whoever goes back in or is automatically gets voted for. I don't think that is true. I don't think that that happens. I don't think that they're going to do that. I think they care about the game too much for that, but it's a possibility, Priscilla.
Right.
So I people are mad at Rick. I'm not necessarily mad at him. I don't like him. I mean, he's not my favorite, but I don't think that people should be, I mean, people should be mad at the other people in the game letting this continuously happen.
Where's the reasoning for being mad at somebody that's playing the game? They're playing the game of Survivor. Whether you like him or not, he's playing the damn game.
Right. I think what it comes down to is that they're less mad at him and more mad at the game itself. The game is kind of now structured where, you know, you find a bunch of idols and you win the game. You know, there's less emphasis on some of the other aspects of the game that you can play. And you feel like, well, if there's someone out there who can win a bunch of idols and find a bunch of idols, you're kind of set for the game.
Not only that, he's succeeding in how he's using them. So there's more. I mean, we've seen people have idols that have total F themselves. So it's all in how you utilize them, too.
I completely agree. He's used them effectively. He's used them well. And we've seen Aubrey, we've seen Wentworth leave the game with an idol. Lauren still has an idol. Let's not forget that.
Right. I was remembering that tonight because I was really nervous for her at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, let's talk about Lauren for a second, because Lauren has really, I think she's done a really good job after Wentworth and Wardog left, especially, that getting into that group of people where it would be so easy to knock Lauren out. She would be such an easy vote, and they haven't. They haven't done that. I'm hoping that Lauren would be in a position where she knows enough to use her idol, seeing how this season is gone, especially watching both Aubrey and Wentworth go home with an idol. I don't feel strongly that she would be able to recognize when she's in danger and use the idol on herself when she needs it. But she hasn't needed it, which has been great for her. You know, that's been good. I think she's done a really good job socially. She kind of got them to turn on Aurora. That was her play, was it not? That's how I kind of interpreted it.
Well, that's where I was getting nervous for her. She initiated the Aurora conversation, and then I don't know with what Rick did. I maybe swayed them to do it. I'm not sure.
Well, here's where we're at. Aurora was always like at the merge. Remember, Aurora was, you know, mad that people, I mean, she determined that she was at the bottom of the alliance. So she was always kind of out on the outskirts of everything. So I think it would be easy to kind of get people to evict her, to vote her out. But now we're in a situation where, let's say Devin's uses his idol, or wins another immunity, she's going to have to either tear apart Gavin, Victoria, or Julie. And I think that's going to be a much harder thing to do. Maybe they'll pull Julie. Maybe they'll get Julie out, but I don't know.
Well, here's the thing I'm editing, going back to that a second. It really pisses me off is the way that it was edited. It's like Rick gets the credit for them voting Aurora out, where I think that Lauren actually probably has the credit for getting her out, because Lauren initiated that, and we never got to see if it was set that they were going to do it or not before they went to tribal. So that's one thing that pisses me off. Lauren is getting the bad edit if she is the one that actually already had, they were already going to do that when it got there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, Lauren is definitely a smarter player than the edit is making her out to be. She has been more in the game and more kind of behind the scenes making things happen than the edit is giving her credit for. Unfortunately, Rick, I mean, he is a very flashy guy, and Jeff and Survivor like really flashy guys. I mean, that's right. What they like. So the fact that he's front and center doesn't surprise me, but it's a bummer because in terms of gameplay, Rick is not playing a great game in terms of, I mean, he's finding idols and he's winning immunities, which is, I guess, all the game you need to play. But he's doing a terrible job at, like, social connections and you know, making friends and that kind of thing. You know, I don't know. Lauren has been doing a really great job. I just don't see – Survivor is definitely not editing that way. I also feel the same way about Victoria. I think there's some things that Victoria has done that Survivor has under-edited as well. And that just kind of leads me to believe that they are not in the final three. that's my take on it, is that the two of them get kind of voted out somehow. But I can't even tell you who I think the final three is going to be. I've been thinking about it today a lot, about who I think. Now, the hard part about this is we have an unknown. We have a player that could potentially be in the final three that we have no idea who they are. No idea. So that itself is going to be nuts. If it's David, which you're predicting it's David, right?
David or Aurora. last night I thought, I've always felt David was coming back, and then last night when she left, I'm like, maybe she's still in the game pretty well. Maybe it's her, but my first instinct was David until last night when I seen her leave.
So David is in a situation where he's also very good at making fires, which is what you need to do in the final four. So that also can put him in the final three. I mean, all David, if David comes back, and I think it's a strong choice, by the way. I'm calling Joey, but David is a strong choice. I think if it's them, you know, I think that all he has to do is win an immunity challenge, and he'll be and make some fire, and he's in. He's in the final three.
Yeah.
So, that's an interesting take. I just don't know. because we don't have that entity. It could literally be any one of these six people. I just, Gavin and Victoria and Lauren specifically have been so underedited that I just can't see them. I can't see them winning, for sure, but I also can't necessarily see them in the final three. Maybe one of them ends up being a zero vote finalist, I guess.
Or you can look at it as in they're under edited for a reason. I mean, I've seen it go that way. Huh?
What would the reason be, though?
They're all three in the final three.
No, all three of them are not in the final three.
Okay.
The audience would have had no idea who to root for then in that situation. Like, there's no one to really care about. Like, a Gavin, Victoria, Lauren final three, I think most people would consider that a boring final three. I think that Victoria and Lauren played the best games of the season. I don't think that they played great games, but I think they played the best games of the season. So I think that they deserve to be there, but I don't think that they will be there.
Time will tell.
Well, yeah, obviously. We'll find out next week.
I've always had a gut feeling that Lauren's in the final.
She could be. One or two of them have to be, right? Like, well, let's hold on to that thought for a second, because the outlier is still Julie. I haven't talked about Julie. Just a couple weeks ago, I thought Julie was, like, someone that could win. I don't think that anymore. But I could see Julie in the final three. I could see Julie as that person that whoever wins that final four takes Julie and the other two people have to make fire. I can absolutely see a scenario of that happening. I can see Julie being a zero vote finalist.
Well, yeah, I mean, somebody like Rick would want to, you know, take her.
Yeah.
He sure would win again.
Yeah. So I think Julie's in there with a shot for the final three. So you know, Rick, I think is in final three. Rick, I'm not sure who the other two people are, but I'm gonna stake my claim that Rick is final three. He has an idol, and he's definitely capable of winning comps. I think he's final three.
I see that happening, but I just don't think he's in final three. I don't think he's final three.
Really? You think that Rick, they take out Rick, they find a way to take him out, even with an idol?
Yeah.
Because they really... He just needs to be in a situation where he wins one comp and he has the idol, and then boom, it's final four. Now, maybe the only thing would be maybe he goes to fire making and he doesn't win fire making, which is a possibility. We've seen that actually. That's a very we've only had a couple seasons of the fire making, but that tends to be what happens. The strongest player or the quote unquote best player in the game, the last couple seasons has gone out in the fire making. Not always, because Angela went out in the final fire making for the season that Wendell won, but like Devin, for instance, the season that Ben won, Devin went out in the final four fire making challenge, and he was the one that was set to win the game. So there could be. I think the only way Rick goes out is that he takes himself out if he doesn't win fire.
Well, I don't know how he takes himself out. I mean, I don't know how he's out, but I don't.
My guess is he takes himself out because he doesn't get the fire.
Well, okay, so one comes back, so that means there's two more times to use the idol, right?
Correct.
So I don't necessarily see it being fire. I see him getting voted out, not necessarily from fire.
I think he has an excellent chance of winning one of the immunities. And so I think he wins one of the immunities and he plays an idol, and that gets him to Final Four.
No, I see him playing the idol and not winning the last immunity that he needs to.
That's a possibility. That's a possibility. We'll also have to take a look at who comes back.
Right.
Because again, if it's David or Joey, they might be in a position where it's like, okay, who are we most worried about for fire? Or who are we most worried about to win Final Four immunity? And that might play. I do think that they're gonna, if a Joey or a David even comes back into the game, I think that they might forget about Rick for a second and focus on them, because they'll consider them like a bigger threat.
I don't think so. I think Rick is their number one priority to get out. I don't care who comes back.
If they have the opportunity
to take Rick out, they will do that and worry about the rest later.
I think that if Aurora or Aubrey or I'm trying to think who might have a shot of coming back. Julia, I don't know who else, you know, if one of those other people come back into the game, I think that they'll let them be and focus on Devin's. But you know, David Wright is intimidating as hell. He's a force, and Joey Amazing is too. So we'll see. We'll see. But
they've spent the last several weeks focused on him, and I think their focus will stay on him until he's gone.
Well, it wasn't the last several weeks. Their focus before Devin's, they thought Wentworth and David were larger issues. They took the two of them out before him.
That was
so he wasn't. What?
I'm trying to remember when he came back.
He came back at Merge. So they took out Joey, they took out Julia, they took out David and War Dog and Wentworth and whatchamaface, Aurora, and well, they had no choice with that one, but they took out a lot of people since he's been back in the game. In terms of someone being voted out, I mean, Rick, the mechanism of the game is like the least effective of Rick, because he literally was voted out and a day later he came back into the game. He was out of the game for less than 24 hours.
Right.
So, you know, but there's been a lot of people since who have left the game and he's still in there. So, you know, if one of those big names comes back in, I think that might be the best thing to happen for him. We'll see. If you had to choose from this group, who you think would win right now, who do you think it is?
Out of this group, that if say they're all in final, of course, Rick.
Well, they're all in. Yeah, there's six people left in the game. There'll be one winner. Who do you think is winning this game?
At this point in time, it would be Rick. But like I said, I don't think he's going to be the option. So let's go with my next pick.
But I'm saying, who do you think is, if you don't think he's going to win, if you don't think he's taking it, then you don't think he's going to win. So who do you think is going to win?
Lauren.
Okay. I would be fine with a Lauren win. I would be completely fine with a Lauren win.
I think if she gets to that stage, she'd have a couple of people. I don't know if Wentworth would fight real hard for her, but I think that she would be able to make a good argument for her.
It would depend on who's left and who she's up against. So let's say if she's up against, she won't win against Rick.
Right.
Let's say she's up against Julian and Gavin, you know, then I think that they could make a case for her. I don't think, and maybe I'm completely wrong on this, I don't think that she's going to make a great case for herself. I think that she's someone that gets, I think that if Victoria's in final three, I think Victoria is pretty capable of making a case for herself. I don't know if Lauren's going to be able to like have the wherewithal to talk about, you know, being at the, you know, being the last person standing from that tribe and all of the things that happened. I don't know if she will have that wherewithal.
The way that she basically says, you know, well, we don't need Victoria. We can vote. If you're on board, we can fix, you know, go ahead and get rid of Aurora this time. Basically, you know, so she's starting to stand her ground a little bit more, at least in the editing that we're seeing. So I don't know. I think she could pull it off.
Yeah, we'll see. I'd be fine with a Lauren win.
She's laid low just long enough, and now I see her kind of trying to come into, not per se the spotlight, but, you know, being more bold with her moves and more verbal, as opposed to being the backlash in the background, making the suggestion and manipulating it to her benefit and not making a big deal about it, which is what has happened in a lot of them, actually.
Yeah.
You know, when it went
I don't know. I would like to see a Lauren win. I think it would be an interesting win. And just kind of, I think the last time we saw a female win was Game Changers with Sarah Lucina. So it's been a minute. So it'd be nice. I'm calling Rick Devins for the win. I'm calling him for the win. I think that they have edited him to a point where they're kind of editing him as like the, like, nonstop. He's been the man from the, you know, merge on. He's been that guy. So that's my take anyway. I think he's winning. Hey, what did you think about something else on Twitter that I saw a lot of, about was Aurora talk during tribal council talking about how great Rick was. A lot of people on Twitter said, like, what are you doing having the jury like elevating someone else at tribal council? But I just kind of thought, hey, the jury already knows. She's not saying anything.
No, and the thing is she thinks she's going to be there. She knows he's going to be there. She thinks that Julie's going home, right?
So she's trying to still paint a target on him for next element, you know, next tribal. So I see why she was doing it. I see why they said that as well, but I can see her still, because she's trying to make sure the other three have the bigger target as opposed to turning on her, you know what I mean? Which is what happened.
Oh, yeah.
So I see what she was doing. Because she thought she had it all played out in her brain.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. That was my take as well, that's what she was doing. I didn't see that as a, oh, my God, you're elevating another player to the jury. You're telling the jury how great this other player is. The jury knows. The jury understands.
Right.
they're either going to vote for Rick at the end because of his theatrics, or they're not. They're going to see through it. That's you know what it is at this point. It really doesn't matter. But I think Devin's is going to win. I want Lauren to win, I guess, out of everybody who's left. I would want Lauren. I think she's played a strong game for the season. I don't think that we've had a lot of strong game players, but I think she played a strong game for the season. I think she made a good move by sticking with Wentworth. I believe that. I believe that, you know, to use returning players to a certain extent, I think, is a good thing. I understand that returning players are people that you should, you know, try to get out as soon as possible. But, you know, while they're there, take advantage of it. And I think she, you know, Wentworth was her meat shield, and I think that worked out really well for her. So I think she made some strong moves in the game. I just think this season is like a giant love letter to Rick Devens. And I just, seeing anyone else win after that seems weird to me.
Right.
And I'm only editing is my only reason for thinking that. I just think that this has been the Rick Devens show, and I can't see, like, okay, Rick, you were great, but you're not winning. Someone that we've barely seen is going to win instead. I just don't see that as a thing happening. I hope I'm wrong, but I just don't see that as a thing happening. But we'll find out. We'll have a 3-hour Survivor finale on Wednesday. We won't get, and I'm actually good with this, we won't get like a reunion. We won't get a lot of people talking or anything like that at the end, because we have to have somebody come back into the game and then three people leave and then the final three and the tribal count. I mean, it's going to be nuts. There's going to be so much packed into it that period of time. I doubt highly that we're going to get any sort of reunion or anything like that, which I'm okay with, because the last couple of years the reunions have been dumb. So I'm okay with it just being a 3-hour show and we call it a day.
Right.
So I want to talk about season 39 for a second, next season, because it has come out that next season we are going to have coaches. It's going to be a coach season. The coaches are not supposed to be joining the game. And the coaches are Boston Rob and Sandra Diaz-Twine. So Boston Rob looked at as probably one of the best players to ever play the game. He's played 4 times. He has won. We haven't seen him actually on the show in a long time. But he is pretty much one of the faces of Survivor. When you think about Survivor, Boston Rob is probably one of those people. And then Sandra Diaz-Twine, I mean, the only person to have won the game twice. She played in game two. She's played three times. The third time, there was no way in hell she was winning again. But, man, did she try. I loved her third time out on Game Changers. It was funny as hell. Two of them are coming back as advisors. What do you think about Survivor players having advisors?
Somehow they come back in the game. They cannot have somebody out there. I mean, they're never going to be able to pay them enough to go out there to be out there to be a coach. I mean,
I disagree. I think that they will pay them handsomely to go back and be coaches.
I don't see it. At some point, they got to be able to have a chance to come back into the game.
I honestly don't think so. I honestly think they will remain advisors, because how they're going to do it is that they're going to again be on a separate island, and when people get voted into this island, they're going to have a chance to talk to these people. And it sounds like all the advantages and stuff are going to be on this island as well. So it's you're going to want to be there.
Like the Cochrane Idol? Is this what we're doing now?
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's pretty much what we're doing now, yeah. So it will be interesting. I think the hard part of that, and we saw that, speaking of Cochrane, remember when Cochrane talked to Debbie, he came back and they were on that yacht and they talked
right.
to Debbie. This is like the worst, like, because Debbie, nobody would be able to talk to her. But, you know, Boston Rob and Sandra Diaz-Twine play the game in a very specific way. And if that's not your style, getting advice from them might be hard. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't play
right.
like that, it might be difficult to get advice from someone who plays in a completely different way than you do. There are lots of different ways to play and win Survivor. It is not just like a formulaic thing. You can be a lot of different types of people and win this game. You know, so you have to play to your style. You know, you have to find the game and play it that works for you and your style and your personality. So I think it's weird to have people coaching you through that when they might play it a completely different way. That being said, it'll be interesting to see Boston Rob back.
And it's hard to, like, coach somebody because a lot of the things you have to adapt on the fly, you know. You have to be able to see it coming and adjust accordingly. And, you know, if they're not going to be right at your fingertips for this coaching per se, it's kind of useless.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to say what their role is. And you know, I will be mad if they come back as players. I don't think they will. I don't think that's something that they want. We'll see. There's also rumor going around that season 40 is all an all-winner season, which is interesting because it's like, does that mean that Boston Rob and Sandra are not playing in the all-winner season or what? They just brought them in early to do this before they go play? Who knows? And maybe it's not an all-winner season and everybody is nuts for nothing, which is also a possibility. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Hey, and we have a couple minutes left. I do want to talk some challenge because we got the finalists for that. you know, every episode I think to myself, do I like Pauly or do I hate him? I'm not quite sure how I ever feel about it, but Pauly freaking out at the challenge, having to like go into an ambulance. I kind of laughed when he was bawling hysterically when he lost. I kind of laughed at that. But I did notice, like, everyone was upset by this. All the competitors, like Wes, Hunter, all of these guys, they're happy that he failed because they obviously go on to the finals. But they weren't, like, usually there's one person like, I'm so happy to see this jerk go. But they were all pretty sad about it, which leads me to believe that Paulie actually has some decent social game in this house, which is interesting to think about, knowing it's Paulie. But Paulie crying, Paulie sobbing hysterically was like, Priscilla, do you remember in Big Brother when Paulie was playing Big Brother and he saw the butterfly and he started crying at the butterfly?
I do not remember that.
Oh my God. Oh, it's one of my favorite things. YouTube it, Priscilla, because as soon as you see it, you're going to be like, oh yeah. He saw a butterfly in the backyard and started weeping openly because here's this butterfly.
It reminded me, it was about his family or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so some would say that would be karma. So, not to flip horses, but we only have a couple of minutes. I got so much pleasure out of that kind of karma with the Amazing Race and with Eliza and Corinne. It's like, they're really poor sports. It was sad to see.
Eliza and Corinne, there was no way in hell they were winning. The only thing I can think of is they wanted to be team villain. That's what they said they were. They have a reputation to protect. Corinne was a villain and Survivor, as you know. So that was kind of their thing. I don't know. I was surprised at how surprised they were. I was like, in what universe did you think that you were going to win this? I was surprised that they made it, you know, these episodes. So, I mean, they were fun TV, and I enjoyed them. I enjoyed them on their seasons of Survivor, and I enjoy them, you know, Corinne does some podcasting with RHAP, and it's always fun to see her do that. But I was surprised at their surprise. So the only thing I can think of is that they were kind of playing up their parts.
Sure.
And, you know, sure. Rachel and her sister, I mean, they are both just people that those kind of, like, villainous teams want to go against. Like, that's who they are. That was Rachel since the first time she was on Big Brother. Everybody, she just has the personality where everybody wants to. And the funny part is, I've never seen Rachel do anything super, like, over the top, like, mean or horrible to somebody else. I mean, she's been dramatic. She's yelled at Brendan. She's done all this stuff. But so I think it's so funny that people just hate her. And I wish, and maybe we'll still get it, you know, Brittany and Rachel were on the same season of Big Brother. Their first season of Big Brother, they were together. And I just think it's funny that that hasn't come up in the show yet. They haven't talked about, and Brittany and Rachel were like adversaries. It was, you know, there's this great, I remember vividly Brittany in Rachel's HOH room just straight up making fun of her, taking her extensions and putting it in her hair. Like this whole
Wasn't Janelle on that as well?
No. Janelle was on Brittany's second season. Rachel, that was like season 13. It was season 12, and then Rachel came back two seasons in a row, and then Brittany came back a couple of seasons later with Janelle. So Rachel, Brittany, and Janelle, the three of them didn't play together. Rachel and Brittany played, their original season was The Brigade, where Hayden won. And then Rachel came back the next season with Brendan and Dick and Danielle and Jordan and Jeff, and she ended up winning. And then Brittany came back again with Janelle and Dan and Boogie for the coaches season. Remember?
Yeah, I'm just mixing them together.
Yeah. So I would like, there's really no like talk about the fact that Rachel and Brittany are connected. But going back to Corinne and Elise, Eliza, I was not surprised. I was surprised by their surprise. But then again, I just thought, well, they just don't. You know, this is the persona. This is what they have to do. I will tell you, though, if we're going to talk about Amazing Race, I promise you we'll talk Challenge next week because I love Challenge. And I have a million things to say about Davon. A million things to say about Davon. I love her in this challenge. I just love her in Challenge. But Victor and Nicole, second place. And I think I think they've gotten second place every time every leg so far.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of ones to watch. I'm pretty excited for them. They seem like people that, and I read recaps of The Amazing Race, and you know, Victor and Nicole are kind of in the Big Brother world. They're not super well liked. Nicole was really well liked her first season, and then her second season, not the one that she won, not so much. And people really love them. Like, they really like them together. And I like them together, too. I think that they have a great shot of winning this season. And I wouldn't necessarily believe that when they first came into it. So that's kind of cool.
Well, you can tell how long ago they taped that was because Victor still has his long hair. And he proposed last summer. And he had already cut it off when he proposed. So that
Oh, yeah, they filmed that. I'll tell you when. They filmed that last June. So it was almost a year ago. Last June is when they filmed it. And he cut his hair, like, literally the day that he proposed, which was in, like, I think August. Was in August. Yeah, you can tell it's such a long time because they talk about being boyfriend, girlfriend, and they said such proposed. And they talked about being serious, but not like super serious. It's very interesting the way that their relationship is. But I think Victor and Nicole have a great shot. I still think the Afghanimals take it this season. But, you know, I love them. I love Team Fun. I think Tyler and Corey are hanging in there. I think there's a bunch of super competitive teams. So I'm really enjoying this season because of the fact. Also, you know, take it for what it is about having brand new teams on The Amazing Race. Last week when we got the W turn, I think if we were on a all-rookie, no one's ever played a reality show season, nobody W-turns anyone. I don't think it happens. I think that some of these moves are higher-level moves because they've been on competitive reality shows before. And that's why I think there's so many people that could possibly win this season. When in Amazing Race, we typically don't have that. We might have two or three teams that could be vying for it, and they pretty much stand out in the crowd pretty easily.
Does it say something that Survivor teams are the first ones out? Does it say anything about the Survivor people?
Well, they're not. I mean, I think that JJ and you know, they were out, and it was kind of like a weird fluke thing. But they're the only Survivor or Amazing Race team that has gone out. Two Survivor teams have gone out since. So, and the remaining Amazing Race teams, I mean, Tyler and Corey, Team Fun, the Afghanimals, and Colin and Christy, I mean, there's a very good chance they're like top five. Like, they're like, those four teams are like four of the five teams left. You know, there's a very good chance that the final three is our Amazing Race teams. So, you know, I the fact that the first team left happened to be Amazing Race, I don't think anything of it.
I phrase I meant survivor people. Survivor teams are about extinct.
Yeah, survivor teams, it doesn't surprise me. But you know what, though? I mean, they could have, if they were looking for real competitive survivor teams, these are not the teams that I would have chosen. Let's be real. I mean, if they were looking for competitive teams, Rupert and his wife and Corinne and Eliza and Brett and Chris are not the teams I would have chosen for this. So
right. And
I don't think that they were, I don't think they were looking for competitive survivor teams.
True.
You know, I don't think that that's what they were looking for. Anyway, so next week we'll talk Survivor finale. We will talk the challenge because I love Davon. I got to talk to her. I got to talk about her more in this context, so I got to discuss it. You know, Paradise Hotel, I'll let you know what I'm watching, how all that's going. And, yeah, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Reality Allie. That's Reality, A-L-L-I-E. Priscilla's at P-S-I-L-L-A. And we'll talk next week to see whether or not I'm right and that Rick Devens wins. Or if Priscilla's right and Lauren wins. We'll see. You know, let's face it, I'll be right because that's how it always works. But
that's how we roll.
We'll see. All right. Have a great weekend, everyone, and I'll talk to you next week. Good night, everyone.
Night, everyone.